Welcome back to the Rochestan Cybersecurity Podcast. It's me, Hajimo, coming to you from the ever-evolving, ever-inspiring New York City. Before we tread into the complex weave of today's topic, let me take you on a brief detour through Chelsea, where I spent my morning. There's something about the blend of art, culture, and the sheer vibrancy of the streets that mirrors the multifaceted nature of our digital lives. I popped into a cozy little cafe, you know, the kind that still spins vinyl records, offering a warm respite from the brisk chill of an NYC morning. Over a cup of rich cappuccino, thoughts of privacy, the digital tapestry of our lives, and today's pressing subject began to percolate in my mind. Today, we dive into the balancing act, privacy concerns in digital investigations, a nuanced discussion that sits at the heart of the digital age. It's a topic as layered as the neighborhoods of New York, each with its own stories, secrets, and the perpetual question of how much we share versus how much remains hidden beneath the surface. In an era where our digital footprint can often feel like an open book, the role of digital forensics has never been more critical. Yet it's not a walk in Central Park. Forensic investigators tread a fine line, a tightrope walk between uncovering the truth and respecting the sanctity of individual privacy. It's a dance of ethics, laws, and technology, each step carefully measured to safeguard the rights of individuals while ensuring justice finds its path. Picture this. A typical investigation requires accessing personal emails, text messages, or even financial records. Here, the principles of necessity and proportionality come into play, much like deciding how much force a New York detective can apply when apprehending a suspect. Digital forensic experts must constantly ask, is this intrusion into personal privacy justified by the severity of the crime? It's a question that doesn't always have a clear answer, but is guided by stringent legal frameworks and ethical standards. Take, for example, a scenario involving potential insider trading. Digital experts might need to sift through personal communications to find evidence. Yet the safeguard here is the requirement of a warrant. Judicial oversight that ensures there's a reasonable basis for investigation. Much like the layers of security at the United Nations building, these legal checks ensure that privacy is breached only when absolutely necessary. Another layer in this intricate dance comes from the use of anonymizing techniques during investigations. Just as the artists in the vibrant streets of Soho mask their true identities behind their creations, digital forensic tools allow investigators to dissect data while masking personal information unrelated to the case at hand, thus protecting individual privacy. The essence of digital investigations in today's world isn't about reckless excavation, but rather a careful, respectful search through the digital soil. Tools and methodologies evolve, much like New York itself. Think of the transformation from the vintage charm of the Chrysler Building to the digital billboard labyrinth of Times Square. Today, forensics experts have at their disposal sophisticated software designed to minimize unnecessary exposure of private data, ensuring that investigations are both effective and respectful of privacy. Wrapping up, the journey of balancing privacy with the need for investigation in the digital domain is akin to navigating the bustling, ever-changing landscape of New York City. It requires awareness, respect for boundaries, and an unyielding commitment to the ethical principles that guide us. As we close this chapter, remember, the pursuit of security and justice, both in the physical and digital realms, must always be tempered with respect for the privacy and rights of individuals. May the universe bless and guide you on your cybersecurity journey. I'm Hajimo, and this has been another exploration into the vast and intricate world of cybersecurity with the Rochestan Cybersecurity Podcast. Keep your curiosity alive, your data secure, and your respect for privacy unwavering. Until next time, my friends, stay safe and stay informed.